politicians are perfecting every key. They're pretending that we are not together. They're pretending that me and you are not getting along. People are buying it. They're not looking at each other, walking out of it. Everybody in a bit of a haze. Fearing where their next meal. At the supermarket, there's nothing good to eat in this town that is affordable. Everybody pays the price of a good sale. Nothing is ever going to escape you finding awareness in the things around you. To another edition of Planet Radio. And we started off the show with a little bouzouki number. And I've been spending a lot of time with my Irish bouzouki. And I'm really drawn to that stringed instrument. It's become very comfortable for me. And I even made my own strap last week out of leather, and I really, really like it. Fits me very comfortably. And all this time I had been playing the bouzouki without a strap, because it's a pretty light instrument, and I kind of like the idea of not having a strap, because I used to feel, when I used to wear my guitar straps, it had kind of a choking feeling for me. So I was pulling out some information as I was writing that or making that song up as I went along, and it's become really apparent, at least to me, that there are some major earth changes that are going to be happening very soon. And we can talk a little bit about what that might be. And what can be done, you know, what a person can do to move through it. So earth changes. Now, that's a bit of an open term for me, because it could mean anything. There are many things that could happen very quickly. We've heard, for example, that there could be some UFO. Excuse me, that term is still in my vocabulary, but let's use the term identified object flight, because we know that our space family is here, and so they're no longer identified to me. I have identified them, whether or not anyone agrees is, you know, neither here nor there. I would want people to consider the possibility. And I would certainly be happier or more pleased if more of my community would come out of the identified flying object closet. Because the more we put our family and into our consciousness, then the more we use that power of consciousness to make them, not to make them, but to give them the okay to then come down. So it's really, it's a game of perception and a game of awareness is why there's so much emphasis put on trying to control each other's minds and their emotions. Because if you spend some time with your emotions and with your thoughts, and you see how they work together, then somewhere along there is the remembrance, the memory of having a space family. And as for myself, this has been very evident for me, that as I continue to detoxify and to eat well and to increase my awareness and to nurture myself, then what this does is that this does kind of reveal, you know, an inherent kind of knowingness about certain subjects. Like space families. And so one of the possibilities, it's very real, and there's been a bit of a buzz on the internet now, is some of the mass flybys over large North American cities, perhaps cities of the world, even, is what I would say. And this is a going to be monumental. Now, I'm kind of actually preferring this scenario, because other scenarios that could bring about Earth changes could be, you know, shifts in tectonic plates, volcanoes, weather changes, you know, threats from space. And but none of this is, I mean, this is all the negative old world order game playing itself out. And so I'm not saying that there's anything to be fearful of, but I'm saying that these could precipitate some Earth changes. And it's some of the stuff is that you know, we agreed to go through this, which is why we're here, all of us, on planet Earth. So we have chosen to be here. And particularly at this very important time, when changes can happen really at any day. The collapse of the economy is a very real thing. And so I want to emphasize, you know, that for myself, I'm taking the stance that I'm going to be okay, and that the people around me who want to be okay are also going to be okay. And the universe honors our choices. Sometimes it appears that, you know, we ask ourselves, where is the universe when we need it the most? And the reality is that the universe has always been here, closely watching over us. And we had forgotten that we had entered the school of planet Earth to learn about the living in a world of duality. And so, when a person has this realization that there's going to be Earth changes, then, well, I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean that we should all kind of, bunker down in our homes and with our food supplies and maybe start living in the basement? Burning wood and letting things get a little, regressive that way? Or, another potential reason or response, out of an unlimited amount of responses could be to participate in those earth changes. And to make, there's my stomach. Where was I? To participate in those earth changes and to create the life that you want. And so that's what the gift of going through chaos is going to bring each and every one of us. If that is of our choosing. Because we are the earth changes. The earth is changing, and so are we. Nothing stays the same, but the system around us, to pretend it does. And as a result, humanity has been pretending. We're pretending that it's okay to have poisoned air, food, water, appliances, household materials, clothing, candles, insecticides, pesticides, paint, varnish, preservatives, cosmetics, with the most nastiest origins. We're now all eating food. We don't know anything about where that food came from. We don't know if we should put that food down and say, I don't think so. And I've been getting to that stage, and I feel really great about that. No, somebody wants to come in. Are you coming in? No, she just wants to, see that her manslave is, keeping busy. So we have, we've become really complacent as a species. And as a result, we've actually been manifesting some of these earth changes ourselves. The negativity which is inherent in, war and globalized, cutthroat competition. I mean, listen to the language. Cutthroat competition. I mean, is that how we want to spend our days here? And this is increasingly taking away powers from all of us. Because it's not a fair game of competition. And in fact, I mean, studies prove, I'm sure, hidden, suppressed studies would prove that if everyone helped each other, that you'd probably be working less. I know those studies exist because that fits, you know, universal law. And I've been thinking about something that Gia from Snoodle, snoedel.punt.nl, the Netherlands blog, Snoodle, 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 you know, depending on where you're at. She sent me something called the Law of Tenfold. And what this says, that if you do something, you know, from the heart, from spirit, that actually you get it back 10 times in return. And so I'm thinking, oh, okay, that's kind of like, you know, in a monetary sense, that would be, you know, a really good investment. And so I know that, you know, the money game is not a game of love. And love is what people need the most. And so I'm learning about my relationship with money in relationship to my capacity to experience love. And so I like the idea of the law of tenfold. Thank you, Gia. It's been on my mind for this past week. Because I've also been thinking about, you know, what's going to happen to me. And we all have those thoughts. And for me, it's been a real change to have, you know, to be looking forward to a, you know, in a future which isn't necessarily, like, you know, going to be full of calmness, lack of chaos, and you know, a guarantee of having a next meal. And so I've been, you know, I put a lot of thought into the fact that, you know, if I have agreed to be here, and I really do believe that, during these earth changes, and to help create the life and the world that I want, then, you know, obviously I'm going to be, my needs will be looked after in some way. And that may not necessarily be, you know, abundance in the physical world, and, you know, in some extravagant way. And I'm okay with that, because I have different plans. If should money come my way, than to buy a private jet or a mansion. I like using money to create the world that I want. And, you know, let's not all forget that there's lots of money in those retirement funds all over the world. And a lot of people haven't been creating a life that they really want because they think that they can buy it in the future. And you cannot buy it in the future. You can only buy it in the present, and you set the stage and the foundation for, you know, what's likely going to come your way in the future. And so the work and the effort for to work towards the future that you want starts today. And that, you know, earth changes means changes for all of us, changes inside ourselves. And so we like, for me, you know, we like the idea of change. And for me now, I am becoming more comfortable with how I change. With inside me and the world around me. I want it to look different. And so I have to be willing to let go of what I see around me instead of cling to it tighter and tighter. When, you know, it may not be something we necessarily even want. And so the acceptance of what you have today is really a gracious way to spend one's hours. And so another way to be gracious is to look after you know, the things that are on your plate and the things that you put on your body, and to purify. And I know I talk a lot about that, because I know, having gone through a significant detoxifying stage in my life, moving towards eating cleaner, healthier foods, and bringing into moderation some of the, you know, those items, you know, like the sweets and alcohol and meats, and having my consciousness focused on food as I prepare it. And I think the act of preparation is a bit of a mental exercise as well. And I've noticed many changes in my food preparation habits. One of them being that I have learned how to make an amazing stir fry. I've also been putting a lot of spices into my food, a lot of cayenne pepper, and I add a lot of garlic at the very end of the meal. You see, Indian in the Machine believes there is a garlic conspiracy. Indian in the Machine has spent his entire life cooking the garlic before every meal that requires garlic. The result, then, of course, you know, this is the advice found in every single cookbook, more or less, give or take the odd one here and there. That garlic is best. You know, you want to release the magnificence of garlic by cooking it in oil first. And the spices. And I say, mm-hmm. Okay, then you don't get any medicinal qualities out of any of your garlic meals ever in your entire life if you cook that way. And I was like, I don't think so. I want medicine. And I'm going to add it at the end of the meal. And so now that I do, it actually tastes, you know, the taste is like way better. And I noticed that the garlic works much more in harmony with the vegetables when it isn't deep fried in oil beforehand. And so I've learned to not use some of the more commonly available oils for my sauteing. I found walnut oil to be, something that's got some nice flavor. And it's, it's very mellow. And it has it can be used for medium heat. And so I've been, made the conversion to some change in my oils. Coconut oil, olive oil, butter, and walnut oil is where I'm at right now. And I've been noticing that my body has benefited from those choices. And that I continue to notice positive effects on my body. And I'm really appreciative of that. Because the changes I've been making, I'm finally seeing some results. And I feel that I have, lots of energy. Considering the fact that, it's January, low light here in Canada. And I'm an ascending human that requires a lot of sleep too. And so I've managed to incorporate exercise into my daily, non-routine. So I've upped the ante somewhat in some of my yoga poses and been experiencing the benefits of putting my body in some of these positions and feeling energy open up in my body. And also I feel that, the active stretching is really about detoxifying as well. It's like getting all your muscles, alive, reawakened. Lots of people's muscles, let's face it, are in periods of dormancy. Where if in the human, is supposed to, is designed to move, kind of sense. For example, a lot of us spend a lot of time at the computer, you know, and I have just used my kitchen chair as my computer chair. So it's pretty, like, you know, there's no reclining. It's not too luxurious or anything. But it really lends itself well to stretching. And so I stretch a lot as I read. Some of the channeled messages, which I find just incredibly fascinating. And I like, in particular, I like reading Blue Star and Mike Quincy and Patrick Bellringer and Celia Fenn. And these are all available at Snoodle, which is a site I just, it continues to get more popular thanks to the diligence and love of Gia in the Netherlands, who has been posting and updating Snoodle continuously for, I don't want to say, because I know I'm going to be wrong, but I'm thinking, you know, about 2.5 years. And she has been instrumental in helping me awaken to my world and to myself because of the information on Snoodle is relevant to my evolution, and it's relevant to to our universe, and you can't get information like that from too many other sources. People don't realize that, you know, the universe does directly communicate on the internet. You know, this is my take on what I read. And I've read a lot over the years. And I keep finding myself being strongly drawn to those channeled messages. And so if you're in a state of confusion, and this is, you know, isn't, we're not, you know, we're not over in the clear yet. There's going to be more chaos, more earth changes. And I strongly, strongly suggest that if you're looking for some truth and looking for an understanding, you know, from an honest voice, truthful, caring and loving messages, then I would encourage you to have a look at Snoodle. I'm gonna spell out the website because it's because I really think that people would benefit from these messages. snoedel.punt.nl. And if you go to the website Snoodle, there'll also be a link right to the right-hand side called the Snoodle Tribe. And the Snoodle Tribe will take you to a site called Tribe, of which Gia has created this noodle tribe. And I think, you know, we've never really said what's noodle is about. And Gia, I don't think, puts too many, you know, has too much to add to that. You know, she might. But it seems to be about, it's really, you know, it's about people evolving, you know, on their own kind of thing. And we share information and versions of truth. And so the site itself is mixed with channeled messages. And you get to meet people. And you get to see how people are connected to one another through the concept of tribes. Hold on a second. I'm going to see what she wants. Okay, so anyways, I think she's hungry, and, you know, I know you've heard my stomach growl once or twice. So I let's leave it at that, and we'll take a bit of a break. And I urge you to check out Snoodle. The site again is snoedel.punt.nl. And if you click under people, you'll also find me there somewhere. And I post a lot at Snoodle. And at both sites, the Snoodle Tribe and Snoodle. So, if you're looking for information and guidance, remember, folks, there's always Snoodle. Okay, so we were listening to a few songs, and the first song was The Flutist and the Flying Saucers by myself, and the other track was called A Call for Divine Intervention by Beauty Faulkner, who is a wonderfully talented and gifted Saskatoon artist. And we've worked together on a few songs, and I look forward to working with Beauty again. And I think that's a good segue into this last bit that I wanted to delve into, which manifestation. And I'm speaking from my own experience and my own progression as I learned to manifest a livelihood that I want. And I remember that I was looking at my bank account the other day and going, oh, it's kind of getting kind of cool. And I was thinking, okay, well, when am I going to be making a living from my music? And I thought, you know, well, it's really, you know, I can go back to teaching or I can, you know, do anything really. And so I've been putting it out there that I wish to contribute to my livelihood through my music. And I'm putting together right now an event that could be in Saskatoon at the end of January. And there'll be more information posted at www.spiritfindermusic.com. And so I'm feeling that, I'm able to do a lot in my time, even though time seems to be speeding up. And so I'm going to go with that and have fun with it. And some of the channeled messages have been saying just that. And, if you've tuned into Planet Radio, if you've read some of my material on the internet, you'll know that I read a lot of channeled messages. And I urge you to check them out if you haven't yet. They are teaching me about manifesting the life that I want. And I'd like to think that I'm on my way. And one of the last messages that has resonated with me lately has been, your success is guaranteed. And that it's as simple as that. And that really kind of freed up my reservations about making my mark out there, outside my living room. And I think my financial situation is pulling me out of my comfortable nest. And I'm thankful for that, because I've been wanting to have a few adventures outside my comfortable nest. As much as I appreciate and like it here. It's a cozy nest with lots of instruments. So now, in the process of manifestation, this means playing by different rules. And so I feel that it's in my best interest to continue on the track of a comfortable evolution, which is to make my path, it's a unique path. And if you've been if you've ever been to Saskatchewan in the winter, or have winter and snow in your part of the planet, then you'll know what it's like to shovel your own path. And I've shoveled a lot of snow over my life. And I think that's a great metaphor for manifestation. Is, if you want to have a path, sometimes it's you that has to get out the shovel and decide what part of the space around you you're going to clear away the snow. And so I urge and so on that, I think that's a very nice note to end a January Winter Planet Radio episode of The Mind with a song that I recorded this week. It's called Flute Winter. And I hear it starting up. And I bid you a wonderful Flute Winter. Thanks for tuning in. Have a nice evening. Have a great day. Have a beautiful life.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.